This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Wow. That's loud. No longer Memorex. Now we're live. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then. Today's going to be there's going to be some general topics because of something Obama's done in this climate change summit, where the globe is supposedly warming and we're being told to prepare for an imminent ice age, that kind of thing. And that's simply going to be to prove a point. Okay, it's simply going to be to prove a point. First of all, I hope everybody had a very happy, safe holiday. Hung out with the family and, got... I keep forgetting that turkey has tryptophan in it. So, that's always like a wasted half day. Can't stand it. Anyway, I'm glad we're moving on. Now, we just had this Planned Parenthood attack. And, of course, Obama came out and wasted no time politicizing that particular attack. This was an attack on police officers and shoppers from inside a Planned Parenthood. It was never, Planned Parenthood is actually saying, well, it's because he was against abortion, but he never attacked Planned Parenthood. So they're politicizing, and getting that from them, which they're specialists in death after all. So I don't know exactly. Nobody inside Planned Parenthood was shot. He used Planned Parenthood, I think, as a bunker. But we had, Obama getting out there declaring enough is enough and made an impassioned call for tighter controls on military-style weapons Saturday, a day after the gunman killed three people at a family planning center, which I don't know how they call that a family planning center. That's coming from some other news source, I guess. The alleged shooter, who apparently is a South Carolinian, I don't know what he's doing in Colorado Springs, had himself a little six-hour siege, left a policeman among the dead, a mother, and an Army veteran. He eventually surrendered and is in police custody after just the latest deadly rampage to convulse the United States, although officials remain tight-lipped as to the gunman's motives. Obama said the suspect was armed with an assault weapon and had held hostages at the Planned Parenthood Center from which he opened fire at people outside. This is not normal. We can't let it become normal, a clearly frustrated Obama said in a statement. I don't know how they would know that if it was in a statement. If we truly care about this, if we're going to offer up our thoughts and prayers again for God knows how many times with a truly clean conscience, then we have to do something about the easy accessibility of weapons of war on our streets to people who have no business wielding them. Enough is enough. There's some of the media that are saying he used an AK-47, and if you look at, there's a journalist guide to firearms identification where all handguns are Glocks and all long guns are AK-47s, unless it's the AK-47 itself, and then it's an AR-15. There's even some cars out there that are AK-47s, Nerf guns that are AK-47s. Sometimes a Glock is an AK-47. I want to see the gun. I want to see. And you know what? The gun, what gun he used is not germane to this discussion. The fact that the mental health aspect of this has not yet been explored, that's very germane to it. This is a guy that traveled. He was from South Carolina. He lived in North Carolina, and somehow or other he ended up in Colorado Springs. What was he doing between there and there? And this was a guy that was obviously somewhat of a... He was a lot less than affluent. So how did he obtain a weapon? None of the employees inside Planned Parenthood nor the adult patients were wounded or killed during the six-hour standoff. He had them trapped in the building, but it wasn't because he'd laid siege to them. It's because they had retreated and were secured somewhere else in the building, and apparently they couldn't get to him and he couldn't get out. Shooter has no known political motive. Apparently has a history of arrest for being a peeping Tom and for shooting the dog of one of his peeping victims with a BB gun. Not exactly your desperado type guy, I would think. I think there's more to it than meets the eye. Of course, the problem here is that we've had another tragedy, and instead of looking at this and mourning, now we have to go back into this. We have to shift gears and go into this political fight again, which I always hate that it becomes politicized before the blood is done coagulating on the floor. Come on. These guys are ghouls. This is absolutely ghoulish. Why aren't they digging up a grave or something to make this fight more good for them? I don't get it. I really don't get it. The ghoulishness of this, that quotient that's always present. Always present. They're all, and Obama's getting so fast. He's so quick on the draw. He wants to take the guns. He does. He wants to take the guns. He wants to take the guns that would be most effective in us being able to defend ourselves against his government. So, and that's the way he looks at it. It's his government. Congress be damned. Constituents be damned. The will of the people be damned. He's up against all of that. He's up against all of that. He'll attack the Republicans, but he's attacking the people that voted for him. Never lose sight of that. The bitter clingers, if you will. In the interim, he's over, where is he at? I think he's in France. Where in France, the climate change protesters, the ones who are wanting to have, well, basically to roll back the clock on civilization, destroyed the various monuments that have been set up by the people of Paris in light of the Parisian jihadi attack. They destroyed those because they were burning candles. Leave it to a leftist to find a way to go violent. But in the middle of all of this, Obama stands up, and this is, I don't know if this is delusion or disingenuosity or just stupidity. He got up there the other day and said, "This is to prove to the terrorists that we will go about securing the future of our children, no matter what they do. So take this, terrorist. We are pushing forward with climate change policy." Do you think the jihadis give a rip about restricting coal burning, Obama? They're too busy selling fossil fuel for whatever they can get for it to finance their thing. And we won't bomb these fossil fuel outlets, the oil refineries and everything, because of the environmental impact. We're not going to take away an asset of one of our enemies because we don't want to spill oil in the desert. This is the way we wage war today. Climate change has become part of the planning process when we're looking at an objective militarily and we're thinking about blowing it up. But our job when we go into combat is to wreck things, isn't it? Not to worry about the spillage. That's just me talking out loud. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection,
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I need to put out a disclaimer. I use social media for the show. I don't get out there and say, enjoyed a great meal today, had some pretzels and potato sticks with heavy salt. I don't do that. You're never going to see on my social media, it's never going to tell you every time I take five steps where I'm at. I just don't believe that my life is that gripping to where I have to, and nor anyone's, to be honest with you. I don't think anybody's life is that gripping. There'll be moments when, you know, things that are going on are exciting for any of us. So I just don't imbibe in that. What I do is I try to put out a meme or something out there from time to time. None of these originate with me. I find these all over the internet, and I find the ones that I like, and I post them on my social media. I post them on the show's social media. And then I post them on some of the other social medias that I may have been invited into. And I discovered something, and this is, for me, this was a little interesting. In social media, in radio, there's two kinds of people that are going to the social media in radio. There's the people that are actually listening to the show and maybe using that to get an idea of what's coming up next. And then there are the ones that are simply there to troll the social media. Now, I know I'm probably late to that gravy train, but I just discovered this. Simply because I posted this meme. And here's the part about the meme. France and Russia are now going after ISIS. And they're going after ISIS hard. And for some reason, all of a sudden, I'm getting this feeling that our military intel reports that we're getting about these strikes that France and especially Russia are conducting, they're saying they're really not that good. I'm wondering about that. Simply because Putin is saying exactly what a commander-in-chief should be saying of any nation. Any nation state leader. And the fact that he's communist, okay, I could see where some of you would get out there and say, Bill, why are you being the champion of this guy? You know, in a military situation, military combat is an apolitical subject. Combat war is a indication of a failure of a diplomatic relationship. It failed. It fell through the floor. Now we're down to the fighting. We've gotten past the talking when our words mean no more. None of our negotiations have worked. None of our reaching out and all of these olive branches. None of that has worked. And now we're just going to fight it out. And in combat today, combat is not really one of those, let's destroy the enemy, grind him underneath our heel. It's more of a social media thing. It's become They've tried to civilize war. I put up a meme with Vladimir Putin where it's a picture of Putin, knock, knock, picture of ISIS, who's there? Picture of Putin saying Putin. Picture of ISIS saying Putin who? Picture of explosion with the caption saying Putin you to sleep. Now that just tickled my military funny bone, I'm sorry. Bill, you're glamorizing death. Well, if it's against jihadis, yes, I am. And I put that up on social media in the mainstream outlets, in one mainstream outlet. And, you know, here on my page and on the Lock and Load page and on the Frog Lube page and the Agency Arms page and all the other pages I stuck it up on there, thumbs up, everybody loving it and everything else. Put it on the mainstream social media page, and I'm being told, well, if that's the way you feel, pack your bags and move to Russia. And I realized something. And this is me throwing the audience, no matter how you're listening, whether it's live or You're picking it up on podcast or whatever. I believe to a certain degree, as far as world events and the actual realities of life and the way things are today, I think you may be very much more sophisticated than the regular average run of people that listen to radio. I'll tell you why. Because what I was pointing out was a moment in time. That doesn't mean that I condone communism. Of course I don't condone communism. And it doesn't mean that I condone death. I hate violence. I do all this other stuff. However, I believe if there has to be violence, I believe we should be the most violent. We should be the winners. So I'm one of these guys out there that prays for peace and prepares for war as best I can. And one of the other things that I got on in the mainstream was that the extreme right dislikes socialism so much that they run to communism, which is actually a play on words, because socialism is the progenitor of communism. Socialism starts out as something, and in order to enforce it, you have to have communism. But what he's saying is that because we so dislike socialism, because we're extreme rightists, right people, on the extreme right, whatever you want to call it, we run to communism, which is the furthest thing from the truth. And I'm just looking at all of this stuff, and these people really just don't get it. They just don't get it. And I don't know if it's because I have a bunch of veterans listening to this, because veterans get what I threw out there. They get what I threw out there. There are plenty of veterans that are liberals, no doubt about it, but I mean, there's, you know, the most of them that probably listen to me get what I had to say. And I wasn't even me saying it. I was just pointing this out. Look at what I found. So, you know, it's not even really truly, quote unquote, my position. I may agree with it, but it's not like it's a position that I staked out there. I'm a commentator. I'm not a newsmaker. So, to you, the audience that listens to me, I have to salute you, because apparently you're much more sophisticated than your average fare. And for those of you that may listen because you're trolling, well, I hope you're enjoying yourself. You really don't get very far now, do you? You really don't get very far. Every time I see something like, well, what happened in Paris with the climate change protesters, and what happened in in Colorado Springs, and everything else, I think to myself one thing, and this is not me saying that I want to get out there and kick somebody's butt, okay? This is me making an observation. All of these people that run roughshod and go hyper-violent in the face of no resistance, I wonder what they do when they run up against me and 10 of my friends similarly equipped looking at them. I don't think it's going to go well. We'll be right back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. One of the things that that bugs me is the absolute splendid job the mainstream media have done as far as covering up what Islam's motives are with the things that they're trying to do. Just the other day, Salon.com got out there and published a story about ISIS is the result of our fight in Iraq, in Afghanistan, primarily Iraq. So that makes us the terrorists, you see. We're the terrorists, according to Salon.com. Those that would get out there and confuse something, they're not looking at the big picture. Because the question has to be asked, okay, if their result is of a war that we fought, right or wrong, and we've actually pulled out of it, and now they're hitting us back. Shouldn't our president be hitting them back harder to get them to stop? Which he's not doing. But, you know, that's not part of the leftist meme. We can't go that way. We can't ask those questions. Doug Giles, if you've never read Doug Giles is a very rowdy man. I like him a lot. Rob Morris writes at his site, ClashDaily.com. He was talking to a friend while he was at the range. And he, his friend, and they live in Texas. His friend, what he said, made him drop his Sig Sauer on the gun, on the floor when he heard it. He said that the reason that Islam was doing all this killing at death metal concerts or while people eat their dinner or watch a soccer game is because they don't have job opportunities. And that shocked him. Doug Giles, shocked Doug Giles, because he does some really quick calculations in his head like most people would. He says, first of all, I'm in Texas, and this is a Texan that's saying this stuff. Number two, he said to himself, someone thinks that if Ahmed was a barista at a Starbucks in Babylia, that alone would make someone stoked on the 7th century murderous ramblings of a pedophile who believed God personally talked to him to chill out regarding ill will towards us infidels. Actually, it's sort of the opposite. If he was a barista jacked up on caffeine, he'd probably be going harder. So he asked a few questions. For the left, or he says that many on the left are wondering this. Number one, why is Islam attacking Europe and America? Number two, is it because they feel unloved and so lonely? Number three, is Islam getting really tired of seeing Katy Perry's constant display of her ample assets? Number four, is Islam enraged at Ryan Seacrest's overuse of American crude molding clay? Number five, is Islam not actually attacking us and it's merely a few rogue scalawags that have hijacked what Obama calls a beautiful religion? Many Europeans think that in order to get Islam to stop killing them, they should open their borders even wider to the refugees and stop eating bangers and mash. Tell Katy Perry to cool it with the cleavage and ban all male hair pomades. Here's the thing. The main reason that this whole Syrian refugee problem is the big problem. The Lebanese foreign minister has figured out, or they've done some math somehow, I don't know how they do this, but anyway, said that for every 100 Syrian refugees, ISIS and Al-Qaeda somehow are managing to insinuate 2 fighters in their midst. So at 1,000, you've got 20. Fighters, 20 terrorists. 20 is a lot for any municipal area. 20 is complete chaos in any municipal area. Not going to last forever. It's going to cause a lot of damage. Segue to Barack Obama, who wants to import 10,000. Now we're not talking 20, we're talking 200. We're talking 10 major cities with havoc happening. Maybe all at one time. We're talking 4-5-man teams, which would be very formidable. Broken up throughout a city with preconceived areas of attack. With an operational vector that they're not going to overlap on. They're just going to be in there causing chaos. They fully intend to die. Can't wait to die. And we want to import that. We want to import that. That would make me very nervous if I was New York City. Somebody said to me over the weekend, you know, somebody, they'd be a fool to attack New York City. They didn't know about the New York trigger. I told them about the New York trigger. They were like, really? And that's the thing. The mainstream media reports on everything that they, you know, if it's with their agenda, okay, they will find some details, make some up. And the rest of it, what they leave out is the part that is damning. And we got people like Doug Giles' buddy who thinks that the reason that Islam is attacking Europe and the United States now is because they don't have job opportunities there. And in the meantime, it is not the part about the rogues taking over the religion of love. There's 287 million that we know about through a survey that actively support this kind of thing. And that may, percentage-wise, that's pretty high. Among the members of Islam, that's a pretty high percentage. What is that? Is that 28%? Now, in the chat room, they're saying the next thing is martial law. Martial law, if you're talking about martial law here, you really need to take heed to what I've said many times. Martial law here is undoable. It is undoable here. They might impose things, you know, we see these things like curfews imposed when there's a flooding or something like that. That's a temporary measure. That's not something that can be maintained forever. There's just not enough resources out there for them. For every cop out there in the United States today, there's 19,000 citizens, to give you a ratio. Yeah. And for, you know, for the military is outmanned 12 to 1 by the hunters of the Midwest. Yeah. So getting out there and them imposing martial law, they just can't be everywhere. It's the same thing with the police. This is why crime happens. They can't be everywhere at the same time. And now I know the next thing coming up is going to be, well, here comes the UN and the Chinese. They can't be everywhere in the same way either. And that would be bringing in the UN to the United States. If we haven't gone into civil war already, what do you think happens when that happens? And I wouldn't, you know, if that was the case, I wouldn't mind, because all those UN vehicles are barely used, almost brand new. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Vonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back.
No love for us.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. It's interesting when you think about the government today. Because where do you think we would be if not for one thing? Where would we be today if not for the internet? And what has the internet done? The internet has changed everything. Right now, what we see in colleges, we see the last thrashings of the academic elites as they begin to eat themselves, as they begin to consume themselves. The liberally indoctrinated, see, we stopped educating college students a long time ago. Now it's an indoctrination. It's not a, it is not any longer a education. It's an indoctrination. And they have become self-aware. And now they're getting rid of the old liberals who decided to mold their mind. The last time we saw something like this was like when we saw the printing press, you know, back in the 16th century. Even more so than the printing press, the internet has evaporated prior means of didactic instruction. The printing press created change, but only the rich could afford to buy one. For $100 or less, in some cases for $9.99 today, you can get a domain and start a media empire on the web. Kids, and a lot of people our age, and everybody in between now get their news from the internet. Prior to YouTube, if we wanted to see some commentary, occasionally we would see that, but it would be coming from a respected media source. Now, any kid with an iPhone can break a news story. In America, videos of police brutality have become a cottage industry with attendant consequences. You know, there's a lot of people back in the day when there really was a lot more police brutality, if that's your cup of tea back during the civil rights movement here in the South, that an iPhone would have come in handy. It would have accelerated getting rid of it. Craigslist has done a runaround on newspapers by offering free advertising. That cuts into their revenue. Newsprint is collapsing. Paper after paper has gone broke. The media elite are gone or on their way out the door. The most notable change has been reporting on the Mideast. Until 15 years ago, it was the Jewish population, by virtue of education and presence in the media, they could wield a moderating, critics have claimed, a suffocating influence on it. However, today, every Arab in the contested area seems to come equipped with an iPhone, ready to video every supposed Israeli outrage. Anybody with an anti-Israel bent can open up a website. No one listens to Wolf Blitzer anymore. The borderline anti-Semitic site Mondawais now has the new media's ear. There are more smartphones in the hands of Muslims than Jews available to contest the narrative. Horror or improvement, this is the present reality. Beyond the death of the mainstream media, the problem for the educators is that the value of a journalism degree has evaporated. To get a master's, you know, so much for the 6 years to get a master's degree at the Columbia School of Journalism. Save yourself a fortune and open up a YouTube channel. On-the-job training. Monetize your channel. You can make money by, and you know, go to AdSense. With the free WordPress platform, a user-friendly content management system, anybody can open up a new site in a few hours. People at my website right now, listening on my chat room, are on a WordPress site. YouTube now outflanks and scoops cameramen with 20 years of experience. There are children out there with 16 megapixel Samsung smartphone cameras with 4K video capability. They're now obsoleting experts with $10,000 rigs. Satellite uplinks have given way to snapping and shooting off to the cloud. Every teen out there has the capability of being a star. Then there's Photoshop, which has changed the world of professional photography. Final Cut Pro, Sony Vegas, and Adobe Premiere has changed professional video editing. And now that gets into the hands of people for less than $1,000. And there's freeware out there, too, like GIMP and Keaton Live that are quite capable freeware alternatives. And if you don't, you can get these things and then learn how to use them on the internet. So what is the value of a film degree that costs tens of thousands? Green screening, which is actually called chroma key. That used to be something that was hundreds of thousands of dollars for the studio, the camera, the rig. Now you can do it with a $50 webcam. And one can self-educate him or herself up to a degree in civil or mechanical engineering on the internet, like SDI. The only thing provided by schools today is a space for lab work. All else can be acquired online at little or no expense. What does all this mean? This means that, you know, when they get out there and you hear them wanting to regulate the internet, this is why. Because the other thing that is, because of the way news is disseminated, Genesis Communications, as an example, makes marvelous use of podcasting and online streaming. Marvelous use of that. Because they understand where this industry is going to go one day. And with the advent of podcasting, you no longer need, you know, being live and piped into a radio on a car still requires what I'm doing. But a lot of people don't listen to content that way nowadays. So the internet, the computer, and everything else that has become so ubiquitous in our lives has changed the dynamic. And now, thanks to things like YouTube, which you can, you know, we used to have this little thing about the martial arts. You could, you know, you'd find a guy that went out and bought a martial arts book, and he would read the martial arts book, and he'd say, I'm the same thing as a black belt, which is not exactly true. But you can get on the YouTube, as an example, and learn how to field strip your weapon. You can get on YouTube and learn how to do a, you know, a rush or fire maneuver, bounding overwatch, center peel. You can learn how to do those things by watching YouTube. You can see the various ways everybody trains. You can figure out certain things like nobody knew prior to actually doing it and then filming it and putting it on YouTube and sharing the importance of just getting your equipment, putting it together, and then operating with it on to see how that setup worked. Do I need to move this pouch further over this way? Do I need to put this on the back? It's in the way. You know, that kind of thing. Now we actually know this. We had to have combatants go into the field to discover this, but they shared it. There are a lot of things you can fight in combat. There are a lot of things you can beat in combat, but one thing you can't beat ever is ideas and passion. The problem here is that the United States is a free country. It is built into our DNA to be free. We will resist at every effort to be free. It used to be in order to take over a broadcast, you had to have, oh, I don't know, millions of dollars worth of equipment to intercept the microwave signal and everything. I mean, they've got videos about the five greatest events of that type that's happened. You don't need that kind of signal now. You can create your own. There's no way to stop what we are. We take advantage of all of it. We're going to flip into the next hour, too. We're going to take advantage of that as well. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Thinking, yeah.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.